Good evening, I'm Gary Black with the KUAC News Minor Update. Fairbanks police are in a standoff this evening in a West Fairbanks neighborhood. Officers have called in extra support and a tactical unit after they attempted to serve a warrant on a suspect at a home off Chena Small Tracks Road. Police sent out an alert about 1:45 p.m. asking residents to avoid the neighborhood off Prospect Drive off Chena Pump Road because of the police actions. The warrant is from the state of Idaho. Police used a loudspeaker to urge the suspect, who has not been named, to exit the house. When there was no reply, more officers were brought in, as well as the tactical unit. An Alaska State Troopers helicopter can be seen flying overhead. About 2:20 p.m., the suspect was warned that officers were prepared to break down the door. The tactical vehicle approached the house once, taking out a small tree before backing away, and officers were still demanding the suspect come out and talk. Troopers can be heard over a loudspeaker saying, quote, "We know you're scared, we're not going to hurt you, but we're not going to go away." Officers are telling the suspect they want to make sure he's okay. We will have more updates on the story online at newsminer.com and KUAC.org. Two doctor-sponsored statewide ballot initiatives are in the works for next year, with the aim to retain aspects of the Affordable Care Act in Alaska. Alaska Public Media and KTOO's Andrew Kitchenman reports.
One initiative would enshrine in state law the Medicaid expansion that Governor Bill Walker executed. Anchorage Dr. Graham Glass is one of the sponsors of the Medicaid expansion initiative. His neurology and sleep medicine practice has seen a difference from the expansion.
We see patients that otherwise we probably would have never seen, where we're able to do things such as treat their sleep apnea earlier on, before they have heart attacks and strokes and then end up being seen in the hospital as uninsured patients.
He notes that if Medicaid didn't cover those patients, the cost to provide emergency care to them would be shifted to patients with insurance. The other initiative would require insurers to cover people with pre-existing conditions. It also would allow parents to cover their children until they turn 26, and it would require health plans to have 10 essential benefits, including mental health care and prescription drugs. Both initiatives are being reviewed by Lieutenant Governor Byron Mallott's office to ensure they're eligible to be placed on the ballot. If he approves them, the sponsors must gather 32,000 signatures to petition to place each initiative on the ballot. In Juneau, I'm Andrew Kitchenman.
More than 50 Alaska and Virgin American Airlines pilots and flight attendants picketed in front of the Ted Stevens International Airport in Anchorage yesterday. As Alaska Public Media's Wesley Early reports, the employees of the merged companies are seeking better wages and benefits.
Alaska Airlines purchased Virgin America last year and became the fifth largest U.S. carrier. Virgin had been in similar contract negotiations prior to the merger. Pilots from both Virgin and Alaska, along with flight attendants, were picketing to show management that they were united in their demands for new contracts.
We've been negotiating for almost a year and a half, and management has insisted that we should be willing to work at a discount from our peers across the industry.
Captain David Campbell is a pilot and spokesman for the Airline Pilots Association, the union that Alaska Airline pilots are a part of. He says the list of demands the pilots have isn't exhaustive.
Pay, retirement in the form of 401k contributions, and job security.
Campbell says that pilots with Alaska Airlines make about 20 to 23% less than their peers in other organizations. The company reported profits last year of more than $900 million, but also paid employees $100 million in bonuses in February. Alaska Airlines spokespeople wouldn't comment beyond what was sent out in a press release on Friday. The statement said that the company hopes, quote, for a resolution through arbitration that will result in our pilots receiving a significant wage rate increase while maintaining Alaska Airlines' ability to successfully grow and compete. Campbell says the union has met with arbitrators in order to hash out their proposal for Alaska Airlines management. He says arbitration proceedings will begin next week. In Anchorage, I'm Wesley Early.
State marijuana regulators plan to take comment through October 27th on a proposal that would allow authorized retail shops to provide a place for people to consume cannabis products before they buy them. Alaska's Marijuana Control Board has gone back and forth on the on-site consumption issue. It agreed last month to again advance to public comment draft rules for allowing on-site use. The formal notice of the proposed rules and the comment period came out earlier this week. The draft rules would give local governments the right to protest a store's application for on-site use. For more on tonight's stories or others, visit newsminer.com or KUAC.org. I am Gary Black.